In a world where magic is feared and controlled, young Davian faces a death sentence. He bears the mark of the gifted but cannot access his powers, a fatal flaw with the trials just weeks away. Those who fail are transformed into shadows, their memories erased and black veins etched across their faces, condemned to live as outcasts. When Davian witnesses his classmate Lehim undergo this transformation, the horror becomes visceral. The boy who was once his friend is given a few coins and sent away, no longer considered fully human. But Davian harbors a dangerous secret. He can detect lies, an ability resembling those of the forbidden augurs, powerful beings hunted to extinction after a devastating war 20 years ago. In this kingdom of Andara, power is strictly controlled. Normal humans rule, the gifted live under harsh restrictions enforced by metal shackles, and shadows exist on society's margins. Beyond the northern boundary lies an ancient evil, defeated thousands of years ago in the Eternity War. When Elder Ilseth warns Davian to flee immediately, his life transforms overnight. With his friend Weir, he embarks on a desperate journey north, carrying a mysterious bronze vessel. Meanwhile, Davian's friend Asha wakes to find their entire school massacred, and she alone survives, only to be transformed into a shadow against her will. The pieces of a prophecy are falling into place, and forgotten powers are stirring once more. The northern journey tests Davian and Wur relentlessly. They rescue Caden, a beaten prisoner with the wolf tattoo matching Davian's vessel. Their target found, yet his complete amnesia presents a new mystery rather than answers. The road forces Davian beyond theoretical ethics into harsh reality. When attacked by a hunter named Goran, Davian kills in self-defense, later confessing to Wur, "I feel dirty. I just killed someone." This moment marks his transition from sheltered student to someone facing real-world dangers. Meanwhile, Asha builds a new life at Tol Athian, the Gifted's fortress. Catching Duke Elosian Andrus's attention, she rises under the North Warden's protection to become a court representative, unprecedented influence for someone marked as a shadow. Her political ascension mirrors Davian's physical journey, both navigating unfamiliar territories. Their path leads to Dialanus, an ancient, abandoned city where normal magic rules don't apply. Here, tragedy strikes when Davian encounters a horrifying eyeless creature that somehow knows his name. In Dialanus, Davian is thrown thousands of years into the past, where he meets Malshash, who explains that Davian's gifted mark vanished because the tenets don't exist yet. Malshash offers to teach Davian about his true nature as an augur. Through training, we learn augurs can read minds, extract memories, shapeshift, and manipulate essence beyond gifted capabilities, explaining why they were feared and hunted after the war. Sometimes the most dangerous thing is not what we don't know, but what we've forgotten, Malshash tells him. Meanwhile, Davian's companions journey to the capital believing him dead. In Il-Enil, Weir reveals himself as Torin Weirander Andras, third in line for the Andaran throne. His bloodline connects him to the vessel that created the tenets, giving him potential to change these laws upon inheritance. Asha discovers augurs hidden within the palace under Duke Elysian's protection. These augurs have foreseen an attack by the Blind, warriors in black, eyeless helmets who move with perfect coordination. The invasion of Il-Enil brings all storylines together in a desperate battle. The Blind prove terrifying, soldiers with inhuman abilities who transform defenders into mindless echoes that attack their former allies. As the first shield falls, Aisha arrives with 100 shadows carrying magical vessels from administration's stockpile. This unexpected alliance provides temporary relief, showing how old divisions must yield before greater threats. In a crucial moment, Duke Elosian sacrifices himself to save Weir from an Echo's blade. With his final breath, he makes Weir promise to use the remaining essence to change the tenets so the gifted can fight. This completes Alosian's journey, from creator of the oppressive tenets to dying to overturn them. When all seems lost, with defenders depleted of essence and facing final assault, Caden appears between the forces, wielding the legendary sword Lycanius. When the blind refuse his offer to retreat, he effortlessly decimates their entire force, revealing unprecedented power. Throughout the novel, characters grapple with how memory shapes identity. Caden's amnesia creates a compelling exploration of whether a person is defined by actions or intentions. He fears his forgotten past contains terrible crimes, yet consistently demonstrates compassion in the present. "What if I really am what they say I am?" he asks Davian. "What if I did those things?" Davian responds, "Even if you did, you're not that person anymore. You choose who you are now." This philosophical question culminates in the novel's devastating final revelation. After saving Ilan, Caden learns he is Talkhamar, who arranged his own memory erasure. Before his memories faded completely, he slaughtered an entire village to prevent enemies from finding him. This revelation forces us to reconsider Caden's character. Is he a hero who saved the city, or a villain responsible for countless deaths? Can someone truly change if they don't remember their past sins? The novel's title reflects the tension between prophecy and free will. The augur's foresight raises fundamental questions about determinism. If the future can be seen, is it unchangeable? This philosophical question becomes practical when Duke Alosian must send troops against the blind despite foreseeing defeat. "Even battles we know will be lost must be fought," he tells Aisha, "to weaken the enemy." The ancient prophecy of Ark and David's return has shaped generations, with people manning forts and checking the boundary. But as decades passed without incident, many dismissed it as superstition. This waning vigilance creates dramatic irony. Readers recognize signs of the prophecy's fulfillment that characters ignore. The deteriorating boundary, shadow creatures appearing, and the blind's invasion all signal David's imminent return. Throughout the story, characters face difficult choices about power: when to use it, when to restrain it, and what price they're willing to pay. The gifted must obey the tenets, or become shadows. Augurs risk madness from seeing too much future, and leaders face constant challenges. Sacrifice emerges as a central theme. Nehim dies saving Davian, Duke Alosian protecting Weir, and Tyerus gives up his chance to go home, sins forgiven, to help Davian. Caden ultimately sacrifices his very identity for mysterious reasons. These sacrifices reveal what people value most when forced to choose. As Malshash tells Davian, "It was worth it. It changed me. And I am so very sorry." The novel concludes with a world changed, yet facing greater threats. The battle for Ilan has been won, but Caden's warning that this is only the beginning and his discovery about his true identity set the stage for deeper conflicts. What makes us who we are? Our memories? Our choices? Our abilities? In a world where all three can be altered, the search for identity becomes the most profound journey.